Hello there, it's Kendall Parson. I'm here on Kendall Parson Podcast. Okay, this one's going to be a little shorter, the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be just now fired. Urban Meyer, Eastern Time at midnight. Past midnight, so we could all have seen this coming like a couple of months ago. He never really got along with the players. He never really got respect from the coaches. It came out they call his coaches losers and all that, right? And this is part of the reason why Nick Saban backed out. Well, maybe he didn't back out of his promise of leaving Miami per se, but he did say the words, "I'm not going to Alabama, I'm not going to Alabama," and then he goes to Alabama, right? But I think part of the reason why he went to Alabama is because you can't talk to these 30-plus-year-olds like you do an 18, 19-year-old that you just recruited out of high school. Or even your 20 to 21 junior or senior, right? I think that's part of the reason why he left, you know what I'm saying? And what happened with Urban Meyer is the reason why, part of the reason why coaches overall in college don't really be successful in the pros outside like Pete Carroll and Jimmy Johnson, right? You need to learn how to respect your players. They are a little bit grown, more grown up, and you know what I'm saying, mature. So they not gonna put up with the disrespect of them when you are in the NFL. He disrespected a kicker that he had in preseason for the Jaguars. I think he literally kicked him or something like that. Losing as a rebuild team is okay, but the things that come with it, being at a restaurant with a girl that's not his wife. I think that was Bengals week, actually. I don't know if it was after the Bengals game. It was after the Bengals game that got leaked out. I think he was in Cincinnati, I want to say. No, he's from the area. He's a former Bearcat, actually. I think he went to the Bearcats, but anyways, he went to UC and only played college football. He went to UC, I think. Anyways, he thought that he could just get away with whatever he got away with in college a lot of times, you know. It's always drama with this guy. Out of nowhere, he quits at Florida. But then just now, like 2 years ago, he out of nowhere quits at Ohio State. Then he gets to this job. Now he's gonna get hired again some way, somehow. But I don't know if it's gonna be in the NFL. Alright. Now we'll see who the Jaguars get. I mean, I don't know why anybody cares about the Jaguars. But, you know, that's my spiel about it. Alright, it's Kenneth Parks here on the Kenneth Parks Podcast. Talk to you guys later.